Okay, it is now 10:46, and we are back in general session, public session. We are moving back up to six establishment licenses. We're going to back up now. Talk in open session on that one. No establishment license. We did receive responses from all A through K, and so I think we need to move those to further in today's agenda, with the exception of 6C, which is one we will have to move to February's meeting and have a discussion about.
April.
Or April. I keep going back to February. That's when we did all our we'll move that one to 6C. Will also be forwarded into April. It's the first April meeting, and by that time we should get a clear response from them concerning that one location. We did get responses concerning all the others, so we're going to wait until we move through seven. We can again readdress these as to what we've moved five of them to next month's meeting.
And just to clarify, Mr. Chair, so that's simply the board is taking no action with regards to those five, and they'll just pend to next month?
Yes. That gives them, because again, the notification, we want to give them the full 30 days to respond for the ones that they haven't responded concerning. And that way, we will be meeting our requirement of the 30 days since we just got the notices out in February. General discussion, rule change overview?
The rule change updates would appear in the Arizona Administrative Code sometimes, possibly in late May.
Okay. Good.
And contact lens selling overview is keeping due diligence.
Keep on keeping on. Again, anybody that sees anything or hears of anything, let's keep moving on that one. We got to keep going and keep them out of the stores and out of our citizens' eyes. Application for licensure. We'll go to 7A. That's an application for reinstatement for Alyssa Elaine Steeter. And last month we did not accept her CEs because they were after January. And so I did not leave this as based on what we talked about last month, because the CEs weren't completed within their three-year time frame. The licenses become null and void as of January 31st. So again, I don't think it's eligible for reinstatement, but she is eligible. Just apply for a new license because she has completed her tests within the last 5 years. So it's not just filling out the other form instead of the one she did. And I would entertain a motion to have our executive director relay that information to her and explain that because the CECs were completed after December 31st, they're not applicable to that license renewal.
I will make a motion to deny number 7A, application for reinstatement for Alyssa Elaine Steeter, and director will let her know what her next course of action is.
Right. And again, it sounds like it'd be a simple step for her since she has completed them. She did her practical, and her license was issued in October of 2016, so it's only a little over the three-year time frame. She's got five. So.
Okay, I'll second that motion.
Okay, moved by Sherry Mays, seconded by Suzanne Coleman. Any discussion? I think we kind of talked it to death last month, but any other questions? Okay, all those in favor? Aye.
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 You still there, Deb?
Yeah. Oh, okay. I was one of the first ones. Aye.
Okay.
Thanks.
We shall notify the applicant that we have denied her request for reinstatement and give her the correct route to go, because it's not a big deal. She doesn't have to do anything other than get the right form filled out for us. Then we can deal with it. And then her new time period for her CEs will start all over again with the new license.
Yes.
Okay, let's move on to 7B.
I will make a motion to accept the following applications listed under 7B. Angela Love Wilson, Bianca Claudette Moya, Brian Michael Lisi, and Shauna Lorenzo.
I'll second the motion.
Moved by Sherry Mays, seconded by Terry Brown, to accept these four applicants for licensure. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Deb Bright, aye.
Suzanne Coleman, aye.
Any opposed? Congratulations and welcome to the great state of Arizona licensed optician group for these four. 7C, application for comedy.
Okay, I'll make a motion to accept application for comedy, 7C, Joseph D. Locascio.
And I'll second it, Eileen Pettit.
Moved by Sherry Mays, seconded by Eileen Pettit. Any discussion? All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Deb Bright, aye.
Suzanne Coleman, aye.
Any opposed? Welcome to Arizona, licensed dispensing optician, Joseph. Now let's move on to 7D.
I would like to make a motion to accept the applications for establishment license under 7D. We have Carlson Family Eye Care in Gilbert. We have 2020 Image Eye Care in Chandler, Glendale, Scottsdale, Tempe, Tucson, and Southwestern Eye Center, Prescott Valley.
And I second it, I think.
I'll second that.
Okay, moved by Sherry Mays. We'll do this one seconded by Suzanne Coleman, just to keep it different.
Sorry about that. Yeah, there's a little delay.
There's a little time delay, we know. Any discussion? Again, you see why I pushed six back, because we have now resolved several of those issues. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Deb Bright, aye.
Suzanne Coleman, aye.
Any opposed? Okay, we will get those people notified to get their license, establishment licenses out to them. Now backing up to, was it 6, A, B, D, E, F, and G. They can be taken, not pushed forward to the next month's meeting, because they now have valid establishment licenses. That's why I wanted to push it back, so we could resolve those, because they did respond and did take care of getting things set for us. That will just leave the 6C, H, I, J, and K, moving on to the April meeting.
Yes.
Future meeting dates, guess what? April Fool's Day is our next one. Don't make me a fool, please. Let's all show up if we can. Michael, I do appreciate you making it with everything going on down at the fairgrounds.
Thank you.
Future agenda items. Again, we've moved those items into April's meeting that we've discussed. And we'll get more updates on the House and Senate bills at that time, as well as the other director updates. Call to the public. Hello, public. Thank you for coming. It is now 10:55, and we are adjourned.